If ye then be risen with Christ, that is literally were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So wrote the Apostle Paul, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Have you ever heard of the grapes of Eshcol, rich and red with the wine of Canaan? Well, here is a choice cluster from the vintage of our spiritual Canaan in Christ. Note the three tenses of our union with God's dear Son, past, present, and future. For the past, we read, ye were raised with Christ. For the present, we read, your life is hid with Christ in God. And for the future, we read, ye shall appear with him in glory. Do you notice that in each case it is with Christ? All comes through union with him. And do you observe also the three aspects of this union? Raised from death, hid in God, and bless God, revealed in glory. Did ever a more staggering wonder flow through pen and ink? It's a heart-moving epitome of the true Christian life. Its origin, raised with Christ. Its source, in God. And again, bless his worthy name, its consummation, glory. Think for a moment of the past tense. Ye were raised with Christ. The spiritual resurrection is a positive fact and no mere theory in the experience of every true Christian. Every genuine conversion to Christ is a spiritual resurrection. Read John 5 and 25. This spiritual resurrection is the primary fact of our new life. There's no living before rising. Too many people are in church membership and service today who have had no real qualification for either because they are spiritually dead. Natural goodness and religious sincerity are mistaken for spiritual life. What delusion is thus fostered? Classes are held to educate persons for church membership, but without conversion, real true heart conversion, such classes are just a waste of time. Because you cannot educate the dead to life. You cannot bring life to a dead person through education, through teaching. It must be in the spiritual through the new birth. Again, this spiritual resurrection is an abiding fact. Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, Romans 6 tells us. And bless God, neither do we, even through though natural life ebbs from our bodies. When we die, our spiritual life is not aborted. It continues in heaven. And at our Lord's coming again, the disintegrated body shall be reassembled to share our unquenchable resurrection life in Christ. Dear friend today, dear believing friend, I might add, is not this more to you than riches of earth or treasures of ocean or garlands of temporal popularity? Think again of all it means to you. Let it give wings of rejoicing to your spirit, whatever your present circumstances may be. It is a big and blessed thing indeed to be saved and to be in such indissoluble union with the Son of God. We have already had one resurrection morning, and bless God, another is coming by and by. Do you know him? If so, rejoice in him. If you don't know him, trust him today. He'll give you his gift of eternal life.